This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
What does your mom actually want for Mother's Day? The top answer will surprise you. It definitely surprised us.
Okay, so I have this top 10 list that I found online. Most of these are pretty typical. At number 10, there's clothes. 9 is candy, which I was like, what?
Yeah, neither of those sound like...
My mom would be so mad if I got her candy.
My mom would be pissed if I tried to get her clothes. She'd be like, what? You don't know what I like to wear. The size would be wrong.
The next one here says something homemade. And now usually I'd be like, okay, this list is for children. But at the same time nowadays with Pinterest and being able to do it yourself, maybe she would want something made.
All right.
Jewelry, a day with no chores, something sentimental. I love this. At number 4, a day to themselves. Just leave them alone.
Well, yeah, like I said yesterday, it's odd that on Mother's Day, what a mother really wants is to not mother.
Yeah, just leave me. And the top 3, coming in at number 3 is what you got your mom, a card.
Okay.
Just a card.
That's good.
Isn't this so nice? At number 2, a spa day, which I think is so good.
Kind of called me out there, but...
Number 1 answer, flowers. You know, you think about it and you're like, it's boring. It's too cliche. My mom doesn't want flowers. I think it does make their day.
Yeah, and they're nice to have around the house.
Audrey texted in saying mother and daughter pedicures.
What did you get your mom?
So at Chapters, they have these wine goblets, but they have lids. My mom was pumped because when she goes camping, she gets bugs in her drinks all the time.
I thought you were going to say she gets buzzed.
Also that.
Good morning. Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Hot 107.
A little over an hour away from your chance at Oprah tickets. Tell me something good coming up in about 10. We're asking you what you got your mom for Mother's Day and talking about what the most wanted gifts are. Jessica's on the phone. What's up, girl?
I get my mom flowers, but I get them delivered to her work, and I put in like a huge cheesy note, and I get her like extra big bouquet.
Aww.
So then, yeah.
So she can rub it into all her coworkers she hates.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she loves it every year I do it.
Jessica, I think that's so great, especially because people are like, oh, flowers are boring, but it's such a nice reminder for your mom to have that on her desk, and she just thinks of you every time she sees it.
Well, she works in the hospital, like she's a nurse, so it's more like she gets to like flaunt it off on her, like in her unit, which is even better because it's a little different when there's other nurses because nurses can be kind of catty sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm a nurse too, so I get it.
Hopefully nobody's in the hospital with like a really serious allergy to pollen.
Oh, no, it usually just goes to the staff lounge. Don't
worry.
Yeah.
All right, so we had another Jessica text in this morning. Whoa, the Jessica show. Saying, I always buy my mom flowers as well. From a greenhouse, we plant them together. They last all summer. See, that's so nice for your mom to go out in the middle of summer, even if you can't make it to her house for a couple weeks, and she could just see all the flowers you planted. What?
Well, not for me.
What do you mean?
My mom gardens topless, so it's kind of weird gardening with her.
Hey, bud, I need some of your advice. So my daughter and I got my baby mama a gift for Mother's Day. I've got a new girl in my life, and she found out that we got this gift, and she said, where's my gift? I said, you're not the mother of my child. She got pissed, man.
That's the majority of it.
Okay, so just need some advice. What do you say? Do you still give the gift? If anyone's listening that's in the same type of situation, what's your advice? Like, I listen from an outside perspective, and it's like, you shouldn't stop yourself from giving a gift. Like, that woman gave you the gift that is your daughter. It's
like, it depends how much drama you want in your world.
I know
what I would do in that situation, and I'd probably tell the new girl to beat it. Like, honestly.
Yeah, you can't be causing friction between the mom and dad of a baby.
And that's a bad sign that there's a lot more of that to come, right?
I don't know,
like, that's a relationship that's going to be for the next, you know, 15 years, or however old his daughter is, 18 minus that, that person's going to be a big part of their life.
And there's going to be a lot of communicating.
There has to be. if it's done properly.
I don't know. Maybe there are people listening that have a different opinion. So let us know. We will send the advice to this guy. He's listening right now, though. So call us, 780-784-7107. Text us. What do you think?
Got new JB and Ed Sheeran coming up. What a dynamic duo. We knew this song was going to be big.
It's so good.
Is as big as expected. So stay with us for that. Buddy, in a bit of a predicament, emailed me. He got his baby mama a gift with his daughter. For Mother's Day, gift certificate for a spa treatment.
That's nice.
And the new girlfriend in his life.
Not too happy about it.
Right. 780-784-7107. What's up, girl?
Hi.
Hey.
So I recognized the voice there on the radio, and I just wanted him to know he can do so much better than dealing with the drama that might come from that. I agree with you, Ryder, 100%.
All right. Thank you very much.
Wow.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Donovan, what's up, man?
Hey, yeah, no, I agree with you too, Ryder. I'm not in the same predicament, but my girlfriend doesn't care about a Mother's Day gift. She knows she's not the mother. I just didn't think other people were going to be that stingy about not getting a gift, especially when they're not the mother of the child.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess if you want to smooth the water, the option could be always just do something nice for your girlfriend as well. If if that's all it's going to take, like...
Yeah, like I said to my girlfriend, like, you know, you're my son's best friend. You're not his mother. If they have a best friend day,
right,
by all means, I'll shower you guys with gifts, but it's Mother's Day. He only has one mother.
Yeah.
So that's the way I go about it, but...
Thanks, Donovan. Appreciate it.
Interesting perspective, because I don't know if I agree with Donovan. I always appreciate his opinion, but I think when there is another woman that comes and has this new role to take on as kind of a stepmother, it's a big responsibility. It's a lot of work, and I think that they could still be appreciated on Mother's Day. Maybe not to the point where you get this big extravagant gift, but just a reminder, like, we appreciate you.
Yeah. Well, and the other option... Like, back to my point about getting something, it doesn't have to be about Mother's Day, but you could say to this girl, the new girlfriend, like, hey, my baby, my kid is going to be with their mom all day on Sunday. You know what that means? I'm free.
Yeah, let's hang out.
Why don't we celebrate us?
There you go. I'm very intrigued by that one call of the girl. It sounded like she knows the girlfriend.
She might want him as well.
Huh.
My situation, I have a baby mama. There's no other girl that I have to worry about, but that wouldn't change that I would get my ex something. She does a splendid job raising my daughter. Our co-parenting relationship is such a massive relationship in both of our worlds. Why wouldn't you want those to be smooth waters and take care of each
other? Well, it's such a great example for your daughter to see as well, right?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
I always like to think that or give the best judgment on people. And she wouldn't have made a comment maybe. I'm thinking she made it because she's probably in that child's life a lot.
Mm.
And maybe she takes the kid to their soccer events or their sporting events. Or she has a heavy role in that, playing as a stepmom. So maybe, I don't know, maybe that's why she made that comment and now feels unappreciated.
Yes. What's your name?
Oh, it's Casey.
Thank you, Casey. We appreciate the call. Another opinion is right. And that's the thing. When we only know a little bit of the story.
Right.
And we're expected to be fairly opinionated on it.
You can't be too judgy, right?
Yeah. Like that, and that's a really good point. You got to think of that, too. The person who steps up, because I know a lot of stepmoms and stepdads who do a lot for their kid. My daughter has a stepdad in her world who busts his ass for my kid.
Right.
He's awesome. And I very much hope that he's appreciated on Father's Day as well.
Right.
I even had my daughter yesterday say, I'm so happy that I have two dads.
Don't. That instantly brings my eyes to tears.
It was the first time that I was really comfortable with it as well, because it is a tough thing to get used to,
for
right?
For sure. Like, sharing your daughter like,
that's my role.
There's a lot of pride behind being a parent too, right?
But it was the first time that I was like, really thrilled that she has.
Just knowing that she's happy too is so wonderful.
Two good men in her life.
But you know what? We're getting all these opinions of people saying, you know, this woman probably plays a critical role in this child's life. Mm.
It sounded like it was a new girlfriend, though.
Right, and PL wrote in saying, Lisa, you're right, but it has to be earned. You aren't a parent just because you're there.
Ooh.
Right?
Wow, PL nailed it.
Nailed it.
Brand new Justin Bieber, Ed Sheeran coming up right after a brand new episode of this.
Flower Shop Friday, powered by Turkaz Kebab House. Authentic Lebanese and .com.
A little bit different today. We're calling a listener. Your sister said that one of our biggest fans is actually a florist.
Yeah, they own a flower shop here in Edmonton. It's called Fab Bloomosity.
See if we can't mess with her.
Good morning, Fab Bloomosity.
What's that?
What's up?
I said, what's that?
Oh.
I couldn't hear ya.
Oh, it's Fab Bloomosity.
Pretty good, thanks, you. Can you fill out a card for me?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Ready when you are.
It's two, Brianne.
Yes.
I know you're not a mom yet, but I can remedy that.
Oh, my God.
What's your name?
Brianne.
What are the chances? Wink, wink. Hi, Brianne.
How's it going?
Good. We thought we'd feature a local florist on Flower Shop Friday today.
I had a feeling this was coming.
Lisa's sister set you up.
Sorry. I knew she would as soon as I mentioned. I'm like, dang.
Well, happy Mother's Day, and we'll let you get back to work because we can only imagine how busy your floral shop is.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
Okay, Brianne, thanks for listening to our show, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Flower shop, flower shop, flower shop Friday.
All right, so you're going to a concert tonight.
Yeah, a local band here in Edmonton. I was in musical theater with their drummer, so I'm going to support a local band.
Altameda?
Altameda.
All right.
Yep.
And you and your friends are getting too old for what time the band is taking the stage,
apparently,
right?
So I pre-bought these tickets for a group of my girlfriends and I. It says on the event, doors at 7.
Right.
So I'm like, this is great. I can be in bed by 11 o'clock. Anyway, Altameda posted on their Instagram yesterday with a screenshot of what time the set times are. They have an opener. And it says in the picture,
doors at 7.
Doors at 7. The opener's on at 9:30. Headliner's 11:15 p.m. tonight. So I screenshot this. I send it to my group chat of all my girlfriends that are coming. Like, we want to go because they're kind of a hipster band, folk band, and there's going to be a lot of hot guys at this concert. That's the whole motive behind this.
A lot of beards and flannel.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're going to dress like really hip and cool tonight and go out. Oh my gosh, I sound so old. My girlfriend's responses had a lot of F-bombs, a lot of wow, what? Do they think we're nocturnal? I said, I guess we're showing up at 10:30 p.m. question mark. One of my girlfriends says, I don't even understand numbers that high in time. And I said, imagine how mad we would be if we showed up at 7, like originally planned. That's like at least 4 hours of us standing at a music venue.
Well, that's when you can talk with the dudes,
that's
though.
What I said. I said, we need to go at least like a decent time so we can mingle. Because as soon as that headliner's on, everyone that goes is there because they're actually fans. So they're going to ignore us as soon as the band takes the stage. They're going to be facing it. I don't think this venue has chairs. And one of my girlfriends just starts losing her mind. She's like, you do realize that I have like orthopedic, like I have certain shoes I have to wear with the job I have. My feet hurt by 8 p.m. on a Friday.
You guys sound so old. I get it, though. Like, you're all of the age now. If you fall, nobody laughs anymore. Well, that's what age you're
and
at.
I try to picture myself in the crowd at a show like this trying to look cool, and I'm already really nervous. One of my girlfriends says, bring your own sleeping bag, right? I'm getting called out because I'm the one that offered these tickets saying, let's go out. Let's do something different for once. And one girl says, thanks for sewering us. Another girl says, if they play for more than 12 minutes, I'm leaving. And then another girl says, so by when they say 11:15, they mean a.m., right?
Yeah, you guys are going to have to take like your purse Advil, your home Advil, and your car Advil with you to make it through the night.
I'm going to be going up to the bar and asking if they have coffee on. It's not going to be good.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded. The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.